Although I've probably said this before, let me say it again. No one thing works all the time. And even the stupidest thing will work once in a while. That's why we've got to have so many fallback positions for each of the most common situations or objections that occur. Again, because nothing works all the time. You never know what's going to work with a particular situation or a customer. Here's what I mean. We're out on the lot, and the customer brings up a price issue. What's your best price? We haven't built value, and we haven't had sufficient time to build rapport. So we need to overcome that objection or bypass that objection to buy that necessary time. The customer says, "What's your best price?" Our first response may be something like, "I know the price is important to you. It's important to me too when I buy something, and that's the best part. We'll get to that in just a second, but that reminds me, you pulled in a four-door, and now we're looking at two doors. What's changed?" Now, for the vast majority of our customers, that's going to buy us enough time to build value and rapport, but not for all of them. Some of them are going to answer a couple questions, and then they'll bring up the price issue again. "Hey, you know what? I want to know prices here." So we can say something like this. "Well, did you want best price or list price, sir?" "I want best prices, of course." And most of my customers do. Before we're done with each other, not only am I going to give you best price, but I'm going to give you best interest rates, lowest monthly payments possible. We'll discuss your trade-in, down payments, and I'm going to suggest that you make your final decision on numbers and numbers alone. Not because I'm a nice guy, although I think I am, and not because of the store's reputation, although it's outstanding, but simply on the bottom line. Fair enough? And now for the vast majority of this little percentage of customers that will take you two steps back, this will be sufficient to buy you time to build value and build rapport. But not for everybody. A small percentage of those customers will continue to answer a couple questions, but then they'll bring up the price issue again. "You know, look, bud, this is real nice, but I want to know what kind of discount can I get?" So we could say something like this. "Well, you know, discounts, that's the easy part of my job. Adjusting numbers. Heck, we adjust numbers all day long. What I can't adjust, sir, is your taste. So first, let's find just the right car for you. Make sure that you're not going to be paying for stuff you don't got to have or missing things that you do need. And then I'll show you just how easy it is to do business here. Fair enough?" And again, for the vast majority of now a tiny little percentage that's taken us three or four steps down, it's going to be sufficient to buy time to build value and rapport. But there's going to be a percentage of customers where this is not going to work. They'll continue to persist with the price issue. We need to be careful that we're not going to alienate our customer by continuing to bypass or ignore the objection. Some customers just want to buy. But let's assume for a second that this customer comes up with the price issue again. We can say something like this. "Sir, do you know how I make money?" "Yeah, I get paid on a commission basis. So the more excited I get you, the more you pay for the car, the more money I make, right? Do you know how much money I make if you don't buy the car?" "That's right, nothing. And you're not going to buy this car unless I get you the right price, right? So it behooves me, as well as you, that we work together to get the best price. And I'll do just that. My job is twofold. First is to get just the right vehicle for you, make sure it fits your wants and needs like a glove. And then the second part of my job is to help you and my manager agree to terms or agree to price. And I'm really good at both. Will you allow me to do my job?" Now, for the vast majority of that tiny, tiny little percentage that's taken us this far back, that's going to be sufficient to buy us time to build value and build rapport, but not with every customer. Let's take this really tough customer now who's taken us, what, five steps back? And he says, he answers a couple more questions and he goes, "Hey man, look it. Why do you keep asking me about these cars, about what I want for the car? I want this car right here, this one right here." And we can say something like, "You know what, sir? It seems like you're ready to rock and roll. It's about time you figure that one out. Fine, sir. Bring your checkbook, and I'll have you out in this car in about 30 minutes. And then just turn and go." Your customer is going to do one of two things. They're either going to follow you, or they're going to say, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, hold on. I'm not sure I want this car." In which case, we've got to leave them a back door. We got to give them a chance to save face. We've got to walk right back up to that customer and say, "You know what, sir, you're right. I am getting ahead of myself. Please don't mistake my enthusiasm for your business as pressure. Let me ask you, were you looking for light equipment or basic transportation this time?" You go right back into the needs determination process. Anyway, that's how it works, sort of.